let's go long on short.
Oh, also, the house smoked tenderloin. It's cooked in duck fat.
Well, everything's in duck fat. The potatoes are in duck fat, too. We have to ask the waiter, when we're all done ordering, do we get potatoes with duck fat already? And if not, we'll get them.
Yeah, here's potato duck. The tenderloin comes with duck fat.
Probably not enough. We'll need more.
You're not kidding. These wine prices are extraordinary.
I know.
They're really good.
Because they are basically selling at retail. You know, what they... I mean, the retail is actually a little high next door, but this is what they're selling at a restaurant. It's amazing.
Dave, what's the name of this place again?
Tallulah.
Tallulah.
It actually means running water in Native American.
Oh, it's not named for Ms. Bankhead? I thought she was excellent in Bewitched. That was really the crown jewel of her career.
Enjoying a lot of Spanish wines recently.
Yeah.
More, I would say, than typical French or certainly not. I haven't been drinking much California wine since I've been out here for obvious reasons. When you can get such great European wines and even South American wines. So I'm game to try anything.
Okay. You know, Oregon has gotten some great vintages lately. So maybe we should try an Oregon Pinot Noir.
He's up on the tiny little Oregon stuff. Okay. He's got some subscriptions to Pinot Noirs you and I can't get.
Fantastic.
That are like, that. What was that great one you let me try? Remember? We had a subscription. Incredible Oregon Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
They make like 3 bottles a year.
No, not that. Not that.
And we had one of them.
No, not that. Not that few.
Pretty close.
Sing Innocent.
Oh, no kidding.
It's still selling for $30 to $40 a bottle. That's it.
That's great. That's
compared to Oxy Summit, you know, and a place like that, that's like off the charts. Right?
And they're so delicious, too. God. Well, we'd be very, very happy to try anything like that. I haven't had much in the way of Oregon Pinot Noir in quite some time.
Let's get something tremendously good, though, Dave. Can you do that?
I shall do my best, but you know, every bottle open is a crapshoot.
So we think we're going to have short ribs?
Short ribs, yes. Mushroom strudel ordered.
We should get short ribs and the tenderloin.
Tenderloin,
and then,
yeah.
And then one other.
Okay.
Pick one, Rob.
Okay, I will. Got to go with venison.
Venison.
Just because I haven't had it.
Sure, and not to red meat.
No, it's not that we like red meat or anything.
No venison sounds good?
Only because I haven't had it in so long.
Probably should not have been Oregon Pinot Noir.
Right, yeah. This will make the wine choice simpler.
Yeah, we probably need a Syrah or something.
You think?
Oh, a Sauvignon. You know what, there is a... You ever had a gypsy dancer Pinot Noir?
No, I have not.
Yeah, why don't we try that?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Where's it from?
Oregon.
Oregon. Willamette Valley or
Willamette Valley?
Willamette.
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 According to the people there who told me how to pronounce it.
Yeah, like Johann Sebastian Bach.
When I knew the time had come to kind of give up a little bit on my wine expertise, when I would come home to California and go, you know, like I'm being a wine geek, I like to browse and hang out in wine shops and see what's new. And when I got to the point where there were more Zinfandels, I'm a big Zinfandel fan, that I hadn't heard of, than there were ones that I had heard of that I knew I was done.